Can you hear me? Better. Right, today's reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and it's verses 33 to 37, and the heading is Oaths. Again, you have heard that it is said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes and your no, no. No, sorry. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Well done, everyone. It's absolutely boiling here today. And as part of Extreme Church, normally we have our God slot and we have a time when we have our children's talk. And it's really short. And so this morning, I'm going to try and keep it really short because it's really warm. There's a round of applause. I promise. Actually, that's what we're looking at this morning. In our verse today, we hear the word being used. It's the word called oaths. Okay? And the word oath basically means making a promise with God's name. Okay? Making a promise in God's name. But we're going to be thinking about today, what is a promise and whether we need to keep them or not. Now, does everyone here know what a promise is? Yeah. Ooh, there's a couple of friends here. Well, I'm going to demonstrate something. Okay? I'm going to make a promise this morning. Okay? I've got my special book here and I'm going to need your help. Who knows a special word that works to change things with magic tricks? Anyone? Alex? Abracadabra. Please. That's me. Please let it work. Okay? But abracadabra. Now, I have said this only works if it's said loud enough. So everyone has to join in. Can we just practice abracadabra? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Abracadabra.
I'm not sure that's loud enough. Try it again. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Fab. So I've got a book here, okay, that is my special book. And I love colouring in school, okay. I love sitting in a corner with my little pencils and I'm there colouring. And I have today a book that, as you can see, okay, has nothing in it. Nothing at all. Okay. Now, it didn't. Honest. Now, with your help, I'm going to see whether we can put something in it without me colouring. I haven't got a pencil. I haven't got anything with me. Okay? So you're going to have to practice. Ready? So we're going to say our special word. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Right, let's have a look. Ready? Let's go through my book. There. Let's go through my book. It's not working. Didn't say it loud enough. Let's try that again. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's see. Oh, look. Not bad. Not bad, but I think we can do better. Because it's just black and white. And that's a bit boring. So, I reckon if you do it even louder, I promise that we can change the pictures into colour pictures. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Not loud enough. Let's try that one more time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's have a look. I did promise, and I'm not going to give away my secret. Okay. So, a promise, okay, if we look in a dictionary, is something that is what we call a declaration. That means telling somebody something that a particular thing will happen, or you're going to do something. Okay? So, we make promises every day, okay? And normally, we do something as a sign of our promise. Sometimes we sign our name on a piece of paper. Other times, we give our word. I promise you that I will do this. So let's see. Who's ever made this promise? Oop, can we move it on? What is a promise? Move it on again. Who Who's made this promise? I promise I will tidy my room. I'm trying not to look this way. Okay? We get the promise, I will promise my room. Okay? It's not an untidy room. We call it a floor-drope in our house. Okay? I'll promise I will... Okay? Hands up if you ever made that promise. I promise I will tidy my room. Even the adults have done this sometimes. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Have you made this promise? Have you promised to get married? Now, anyone under 20 or so? Maybe not. But how many here have made a promise to get married at some stage in their life? Okay, what about the next one? Okay. Buying a car. When you buy a car, you have to sign something to say that you're going to buy it. Hands up if you promised to buy a car. And you sign something to get that car. And that car belongs to you. Fantastic. And there are other promises. Here's one. Okay. The picture didn't come up on this one. Hands up if you promised not to fight with your brother or sister. Ooh, I'm looking around. There's some honest people. Hands up if you promise to be good. At some point, I promise I'll be good. And maybe, okay, you belong to an organisation like the Brownies or the Cubs or the Scouts that you have to make a promise. Hands up here who's ever made a Brownie or Cub or Guide promise at some stage in life. If you went to the Brownies or Guide, three fingers, I promise that I will, I can remember it now. I promise I will do my best to do my duty to God and the Queen to help other people and to keep the Cub Scout law. I am showing my age there, obviously. But there are lots of different types of promises we make. They're what we call solemn promises, okay? Those are promises like marriage vows or military oaths. If you go into the military, you have to sign an oath to say that you're going to do that. We have legal contracts, and if we talk to any of the lawyers or solicitors here, they'll tell you those are really important. But once you sign your name on a piece of paper, that's it. You've got to keep your promise. And then there are those promises that we sometimes call fairy tale promises. That maybe we're not, we just say it, and maybe we're not going to keep it. There's that. Very difficult. They're a bit problematic. It's a bit like when I'm sitting down watching TV, and my wife says to me, can I have this? And I'm not listening. And I go, yeah, you can have that. I promise. And I really haven't thought about what she's asked for. And in our household, that normally means we end up either with another animal, or more bags or shoes. I promise I will do that. And it's really difficult to get out of. So, is it okay to break a promise? Can we move the slides on a bit? There's a couple of slides. Is it okay to break a promise?
No.
No. It's not. Why? Why is it not okay to break a promise? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Firstly, if we break a promise, we start making excuses. Okay, we start saying, oh, did I remember that? My daughter's brilliant. Okay, 4 months later, she will tell me, Dad, do you remember when you said we go for ice cream? When did I say that? Oh, March. Okay, we start making it, well, did I really say it? Are you sure? And then we start to look untrustworthy. And they say, well, they didn't keep that promise. So actually, I'm not going to believe them that they said it once, you know. Are you going to get this piece of work finished? Or have you done your homework? Okay, don't ask me when I was in school. Have you done your homework? Okay, no. The dog ate it. I lost it on the way to school. People don't believe us. And what happens then is people become upset, or they get angry, or they become disappointed. Okay, a bit like my daughter when I said she can have an ice cream, and then I promise, and then it doesn't happen. Oh. See, the verse we looked at today talks about oaths, keeping a promise. But Jesus wasn't talking about the legal promises, the ones that we'd have in court, or marriage vows. He was talking about those little promises that we make and then we try and get out of. Okay? Where we swear on something. Okay? I cross my heart. Have you heard had a promise start with that? I cross my heart. Or, I swear, I'll pay you back, I promise. Okay? Jesus is referring in the way to which people make those little promises. And actually, there were people in those days, the leaders, the religious leaders, called the Pharisees, who would make these type of oaths. And it was typical in the culture of the day, okay, where people would say things to impress people, and then they'd try and get out of it because of the way they worded it, or the way they talked. And so they weren't keeping their promises. Jesus didn't come to change teaching on promises, okay, but he was actually saying to people, look, there's a higher standard. If you're going to be a Christian, if you want people to trust you, if people don't want people to get disappointed, then you've got to have a higher standard. You've got to keep your promises. And the best way of doing that, okay, is actually by not making a promise or swearing on something. That by making your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Okay? That they should be strong enough to stand on their own. So if you're going to do something, you go, can you get this done? You go, no. Or, yes, but give it, okay? As we finish this morning, I want to play a quick game. We're going to play another quick game. It's really quick because, okay, and this is going to fool some people, okay? It involves true and false, okay? And if it's true, put up your right hand. If it's false, put up your left hand, okay? For people like me who get their left and their right mixed up, this is going to be real fun, okay? So, in the Bible, okay, and I've done a lot of reading, and there's lots and lots of information about this, okay, there are over 8,000 promises that God makes, okay? Promises to God, there are about 85% of those are promises to us as mankind, okay? So, we've heard some of them this morning, okay? God promising not to flood the earth again, okay? And he showed that using a rainbow. Or God's promise to Abraham that his son, Isaac, would become the leader of a great nation. But are these promises true or false? Just as we finish this morning. So the first one. So the first one. God's promises never fail. If you think it's true, put your right hand up. If it's false, put your left hand up. I'm looking to see. Right hand, right hand, right hand. Any left hands? Nope. All true. Fantastic. Second one. God is sometimes with me. Ooh, there's some... Ooh, I can see. False. Okay? So the Bible says, Joshua 1:9, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So that is true. Okay? It's false. God is always with us. Not sometimes, he's always with us. The third one. God didn't know what he was doing when he made me. I'm standing here. Okay? Okay? False. God designed us for a purpose. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Let's have a look at the fourth one. God loves me deeply, no matter what. I can see lots of right hands, which it is true. Okay? Romans 8, verse 38 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor powers, neither height or depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The fifth one. God leads me to get on with my life on my own. Any right hands? Can't see any. It is false. Okay? 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, for the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. God gives us power for our lives. Okay? He doesn't leave us to do it on our own if we ask him, if we want him to. And the final one, God will strengthen and help me. Is that true or false? Loads of right hands, well done. True. Isaiah 41 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Okay, so that's true. And do you know what? As I finish this morning, God made the most amazing promise. Okay? He sent his son, Jesus, to fulfill all the promises that he made. You know, there's a story. Jesus was in the city of Nazareth on the Sabbath day. And he did what he always did on the Sabbath. He went to the synagogue. He stood up and he began to read from the book of the prophet Isaiah, from the scriptures. And he read this. And this is what Jesus said about himself. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, the blind will see, the oppressed be set free, and the time of the Lord's favour has come." This is what Jesus told the people about himself. And when he finished reading, he sat down, and all the eyes were on Jesus. And he began to speak to them. He said, "The scripture that you have just heard read has been fulfilled this very day." He was talking about himself. Jesus came to earth to fulfill the promises of God. And all of God's promises were fulfilled in him. Wouldn't it be great if you and I were as faithful as keeping our promises as God was in keeping his promises to us? You know, outside there's a fantastic rainbow which Tim has kindly painted for it. And Sonia said earlier, some of the children have put some promises on there. If you have a favourite promise from the Bible, okay, at the end of service, why don't you go and just write it down and put on the board so other people can see what promises God has made. Things that may have affected you in your life, or things that you stood on when you're going through good times or bad times. You know, God is good. God is faithful. He sent his son Jesus to fulfill those promises. Okay? Let's pray together as we come to the end. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your faithfulness in keeping your promises. Help us to be faithful in keeping our promises to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you. Can we give a big hand, please, to our children, young people, and their leaders? Thank you. Thrills my heart to see our children, young people lead us. I just think we get close to the heart of God when we see that happen. So thank you for coming. If you're not usually with us, it's been brilliant to have you here with us. There's some light refreshments at the end, so if you can stay with us, it'd be lovely to meet you. But thank you for coming, and thank you, Sonia, and your wonderful team. Thank you, Simon, for all that you've done for us today. So thank you. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your day.